94.7 KTTS.
Well, this came up at our house over the weekend.
KTTS.
Cheerleaders. I guess because the wife's from Texas, so she's a huge Cowboy fan. We were talking about the fact that we made a special trip to Dallas one time to go to a game there. To go to Jerry's house because it's a phenomenal studio or stadium and worth the drive for sure. But the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders were there and we paid no attention to them whatsoever.
Well, it's got to be the Jumbotron, right? You just couldn't take your eyes off that.
That's a big part of
it. If they weren't on the Jumbotron, then they were lost in the mix.
The biggest TV in the world is at Cowboy Stadium. I mean, it's massive. And you look around and people aren't looking at the field. They're looking at that Jumbotron.
Oh, my word.
You get a better view of the players.
Right, right.
Which is crazy. But we started digging into this and come to find there's 8 teams that do not even have cheerleader squads.
Don't even have them.
They don't have them. And the ones that do, they're independent contractors. They're not part of the team.
Okay. I did not know that.
So they don't make a whole ton of the highest paid ones, Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Which they used to have all the gear and the calendars. And,
still do.
They still do.
Yeah, they still do all that. And they do a ton of personal appearances and events and stuff like
that. How much do they make?
They average around $75,000 a year.
Oh, wow.
Being a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
That's a full-time job.
A lot of the other teams?
Good.
A couple hundred a game, maybe.
And I did it for free in high school.
Well, but everybody pays more attention, I think, than in high school because you're right there.
It was terrible. I was JV and we were basketball. And the audience was so mean to us because we're supposed to yell D and they're supposed to yell fence. And we would yell D and they'd yell E because they were mean. D, E. Jerks.
That's where you should have yelled F.
Jerks.
but we figured out, Nancy and I just figured out, that the NFL cheerleaders, they're not part of the team because they don't want the responsibility of health care.
Right.
Because it's a dangerous game.
Dangerous, yes.
Isn't it?
Okay, so I used to be a flyer, which the girl that gets to fly high in the air, and everyone below gets the catcher.
Right.
Well, one day there was a big debacle during halftime, and I landed in my head. Hit the back, like the front of my friend's face, and knocked her front tooth out.
Oh, no!
And we had to look on the gym floor for her front tooth so her mom could take her to the dentist and hopefully be able to save her tooth.
Was it lost forever?
We did find it. We did find it, though.
See? This is the reason why.
They don't want the responsibility.
It's too dangerous.
I get it.